This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said Thursday he is pulling the United States out of the 18-year-old International Open Skies Treaty, allowing surveillance flights over other countries because Russia has been violating it. At the White House, Trump accused Moscow of ignoring terms of the treaty. He told reporters that the United States would not adhere to it either, but he did hold out hope that a new agreement might be reached.
Russia didn't adhere to the treaty, so until they adhere, we will pull out. But there's a very good chance we'll make a new agreement or do something to put that agreement back together.
The U.S. began notifying the other 33 signatories to the accord that it was giving the required 6 months' notice to leave. The treaty has allowed 34 countries to conduct surveillance flights over each other's territory to look at military installations, an effort aimed at international peacekeeping. But the U.S. contends that Moscow has been violating the treaty. Russia has denied that charge. China's parliament will propose legislation to protect security in Hong Kong in response to pro-democracy protests in the territory last year that sometimes turned violent. A National People's Congress spokesman announced the plan Thursday as an annual high-level political conference in China that was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic got underway in Beijing. Security laws for Hong Kong have long been considered, but Beijing accelerated efforts to enact them after months of anti-government protests in the former British colony that was handed over to China in 1997. The legislation could lead to a change in Hong Kong's special status in the United States and is likely to trigger more unrest. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website,